Casey had worked her way up through the ranks. She'd started as the news desk junior, making Ross's coffee.
Half and half, granules and hot water.
That'll kill you.
I don't care.
It astonished her, looking back, that she'd survived. The paper's management was Darwinian, and she made it through by luck and desperation. They tried to break her, and when they couldn't, they grudgingly put her to work, all over the country, and then all over the world. Afghanistan, exhausted soldiers and endless wars, the echoing siren wailing over a base in the middle of nowhere, after a contact somewhere out beyond the wire. The worst sound, that siren. Everyone waiting for the helicopter to race back to the base's makeshift hospital. And Casey waiting to tap out the desperate words and give them a beauty that wasn't there. Wrexham, a damp Mecca bingo hall, waiting for the Prime Minister's wife to make a rousing speech to a few Welsh pensioners. The octogenarians all furious at having their endless game disrupted for even a moment. The wife, shy, embarrassed, wanting it all to be over. She got her wish not long after. Kazakhstan, a plane full of Brits slammed into a cold mountainside. T-shirts and shoes, sunglasses and paperbacks, splintered on the rocks. Trying for a second to imagine the sudden plunge, the chaos and the screams. Writing it up and shoving it away. Along with the tears and the anger, the disaster and the death knocks. Casey was always there, translating it into words that churned through the sub-editors and were up, online, blazing across the front pages, bannering into breakfasts and blaring into tea breaks. So people chattered at the water cooler about how awful it was, can you believe it? And joked about a headline as the kettle boiled. At the age of 28, Casey never knew where she would spend the night. She kept changes of clothes, warm jackets and cool dresses, under her desk. Tokyo, Jerusalem, Buenos Aires, DC. On the Heathrow train before she had a moment to think. Scroll through her messages and learn her target. Shanghai, Vancouver, Frankfurt, Delhi. There as the statues fell and the crowds triumphed. Or the earth shook and the bombs exploded. Sydney, Baghdad, Cape Town, St. Petersburg. I go wherever there is something interesting happening, she said once to a contact. The extremes. And then she stopped, because how can you explain that if you are always there, flying in only when the joy is overwhelming and the colours are brightest and the grief is everything? How do you go back to every day? Then, one day, 3 years ago, Miranda Darcy arrived. From the Daily Argus, monster of 100 eyes and deadly rival to the Post. They eyed each other suspiciously. Casey was the newsroom's bright young thing. Miranda was an established star, poached at a huge cost. By the age of 33, Miranda had been running the investigations team at the Argus. Her stock particularly high after forcing a cabinet minister from soaring heights to sulky backbenches. A scalp, they called it, and Miranda had collected several. Ross wanted an investigative team for the Post to dig into the big stories that take days, weeks, months